I have a question before we start our KatsuCon review.
Oh, but I already had a question.
Well, I'm going to ask my question because I started first, so.
Jackass, but fine.
If you were to just, like, rate the Gaylord as a hotel, what would you say that it is? Because, like, I think that the Gaylord is a fine hotel, but apparently it's, like, a very high star. Like, it's, like, what,
four? It's a four-star hotel, yeah.
It's a four-star hotel, okay. But, like, genuinely, like, I'm trying to remove the fact that we go to Katsu there. Right? Would I ever stay in the Gaylord? Probably not.
I would stay in other Gaylords.
There are more than one Gaylord.
Yes, because it's just a Marriott type. You know how there's like the Moxie owned by Marriott? Well, there are multiple Moxies. There's two in Boston.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oops. To be honest, though, I think that for me, Mr. Four-Star Gaylord is probably more like a three-star experience. I don't know. It just feels like for the price, it's kind of like whatever.
We don't know what the actual price is.
I thought that we do kind of, though, because we paid full price for one of the days.
Yeah. Do you remember what that full price was, though?
Isn't it like $470 a night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Military rate, I think, is like $270.
Which is great. But, like, I'm just... What the hell? I don't know. It doesn't feel like a $470 a night experience, I guess. There are a lot of, like,
levels. I think it's because we never actually have that experience because, like...
Because it's so populated by just convention when we go.
And also our room is so populated by convention when we go.
Yeah, that's fair. Like, we don't ever even get to experience, like, room service, really.
No. Half the time, like, I don't think there's been a single con where we've been out of the room fast enough to get, like, cleaning.
Yeah. No, that's true. I think...
No, I lied. We were at the Fairmont.
Anime. Yeah, I was going to say Anime Boston didn't...
Anime Boston when we were with Mochipi the second year.
Mm-hmm.
When we stayed at the Marriott.
Right. The third year, I guess.
Yeah.
When we went with Morally Gray.
Does cosplay. Or Morally Gray cosplays.
I think that we can just say Gray, though.
Yeah, Gray Boy.
He's giving me the all clear.
All right. And Gray Boy. And that we stayed at the Fairmont. But the Fairmont was also a four-star hotel. And that felt like a four-star hotel.
It did. See, that had, like, the feeling of, like, elegant, like, luxury.
Yeah.
Right? It looked like that.
Does the Gaylord ever...
They even had that dog.
Yeah.
The working dog.
The lobby dog.
The lobby dog.
Lobby dog was great.
What if Katsu had a lobby dog?
If Katsu had a lobby dog, it would definitely elevate it.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like a lab or a golden.
It would have to be like...
Kind of a grungy dog.
No, I think it would have to go the opposite direction.
Even more elegant?
I think it would have to be like a Shinu Ibu. Shinu Ibu.
That feels wrong.
Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu.
I'm leaving all that in.
My God.
I don't know how words work. I barely know how words work in English.
You said Shina Ibu so confidently that I started believing it. I'm like, Shina Ibu. That ain't right. Maybe it is. Shiba Inu.
I flipped the consonants.
It's ridiculous. So.
That's fine. I was going to ask my question, but I'll save it for another episode, I suppose.
You can just ask it.
Yeah.
I feel like you just ask it.
Okay. So, darling. Hello.
I don't like how you ask questions. I think that's the reason I always push off against it. You always have to, like, you give pretense for it. You're, like, gearing up for a question.
Go ahead.
No, I know. You could just ask the question.
So, darling.
Oh, my goodness. Make sure you say hello as well. And put the hello in there. Not hello, darling. It's so, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
We have a very unfortunate and busy thing to do this summer.
Which is move.
And we have decided to not buy a house where we're moving. We're going to rent for a bit because we won't be there very long.
No, it wouldn't make sense.
It just wouldn't. And so we've had to recently look over different houses, different housing features. Like, we learned a lot from the first time we got apartments and a house. And we now know what to want and look for in new houses.
Uh-huh.
Because we're planning on renting a house.
Okay.
And so I was thinking, which anime house would you want to rent?
Bro. I'm going to give you an actual anime answer, and then I'm going to give you the real answer.
Okay.
Okay. I really think that the Kame house is a beautiful house. It's like, because it looks really small and rinky, but it's like in the middle of the ocean. It's like completely inaccessible, but it's got like little palm trees and like it's
and
like
a crab always, that always falls off its tree.
Yeah. And then always like it's always sunny out over there, and it's just it's big on the inside. Just seems like a lovely little island home.
Okay.
I think that would be my answer.
It's very cute. I do like it.
And what's your answer?
What is my answer? I was really thinking about this because I was thinking really long and hard, and I kept going back and forth on places. So I was like, well, there's a lot of like houses that you get like a first look at. And then I was like, okay, if it's just any Japanese animation, it's Howl's House.
Okay. That's interesting.
If it's from a TV show, though, that makes it a little bit more difficult.
I don't know if I agree with that Howl's House.
Why? It's huge and it gorgeous huge. And walky and crazy. And there's a fire. And have you seen that hearth? It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. But isn't it only doing that because of Calcifer? So like,
no, because then Howl puts it back together at the end of the movie. Remember, the house is moving again.
Right. But does that mean that I thought that meant that like Calcifer's back in there? I don't understand.
No, Calcifer's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay. It's just Sophie and Howl's combined magic.
How do you do that?
Combined magic.
I'm just going to go with that's kind of bullshit, but it is what it is.
I don't know. Read the books. There's three books. Read them. No. It'll probably tell you how it works in the second one when they have a son.
Oh, boy.
But for actual anime answers, the palace at Alabasta is kind of dope.
Oh, okay. And it's like super different.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah, that's good. That's pretty specific. The one that I think I'm like confident is like my favorite, like cartoon, like whatever house is the Adventure Time house, the tree house. I love
it. Oh, I now see why you told me that you're going to give me an anime answer and then the real answer.
Yeah.
So your real like animation answer is just that house.
Yeah, that Adventure Time house. It's very cute, dude. They've got like multiple levels to it, and you don't get to see all of it right away.
I think
you kind of see their bedroom and like their little like kitchen area, but then you get to see like the other parts of the house as the show goes on. And you're like, wow, there's like a landing area, right? They even have like a treasure room.
Why do they have treasure?
Because they're like constantly adventuring and like saving people.
I mean,
and
I guess
they get
that
treasure.
Is the name of the show.
Yeah, and so it's like, oh my god, and they lose all their treasure, and then they're like, okay.
I think of Western animation. The answer is the Owl House.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, I remember telling one of our friends that like I really liked the vibe of the Owl House.
This is a spoiler warning for the Owl House, which has been out for almost 10 years. Yeah, until Hootie leaves the door.
I didn't know that happened, so thanks for spoiling that for me. Mm-hmm. Can I just be real? Like, I don't know how much
it's been out for 10 years.
I don't
hold on.
No. I think that the issue is that you are so liberal with the spoilers. It is insane, MJ. Like, I've never met another person so liberal with spoilers. And I don't know. I like, we've gotten away with it so far, but my God, man. Like, you hang out with like a person for too long and they're like, I'm even caught up to this. Like,
I feel like Owl House first came out in 2020.
Yeah.
It's still been out for 5 years. Either watch it or don't.
You're like,
I will only like truly give like spoiler warning context for a thing that's been out for less than like a year.
A year? That's
yeah.
It? I don't know, MJ. I think
no,
sometimes,
because like after that point, like you don't, like unless you actively go to people and be like, hey, I'm watching this right now. Like if I bring up a show and someone goes, hey, I'm watching this right now, can you watch spoilers? That's one thing. Otherwise, no.
I get it, I guess. I don't know. One Piece is a different example where it's like,
One Piece has been out for too long. If you are trying to avoid spoilers, I am sorry.
It is sad. In fact, MJ was so like aggressive with the spoilers on me that I started reading it so that MJ can't spoil me.
I wasn't ahead of you.
No, I know, but you were getting like TikToks and like
I was getting TikTok things. Edits and also fan fiction
and you and of arcs that I hadn't read yet. So I was like, man, I'm getting cooked by all these spoilers. So I was like, I'm just going to read ahead.
Yeah, but you kept telling me to stop spoiling Whole Cake, and so I just did.
I guess. That is the one that you honored.
Once you that's my thing. You have to ask me if it's been out for longer than a year.
I appreciate you for your immersion in the respective fandoms, but I will say that not everybody feels this way.
Yeah, I know. But like, eh.
Whatever. I just want to let you know.
No, I know that people think I suck when it comes to this shit.
Yeah, it's that's not great. It's not great. It's fun. I think it literally happened at one point in those 3 hours that I have to edit.
What, that I spoiled something?
Yeah, you spoiled something. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. But it wasn't about One Piece.
No, it wasn't.
It's about something else.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I guess.
I bet you it had been out for longer than a year.
What? Oh my God, MJ. Fucking, let's move on.
Welcome to Cosplay Con Crunch, a podcast hosted by two cosplayers who go to conventions and talk about the highs and lows of cosplaying. I haven't done the full intro in so long. I am one half of the hosts for most of these episodes, cosplay_Cajun. You can call me MJ.
I am Right Joy-Con Rye. You can call me Ryan or Rye, I guess.
I need you to know your intros are always very weird for me to edit around.
Why?
Because you just stumble through it.
I just never know when it's coming.
Yeah, but you can like kind of, never mind. Anyway, today we're talking about Katsu, which was a month ago.
It's better than Whole Math.
Which is better than our time for Whole Math. But we went to Katsu this year, as we have for the last few years, which, and it was fun, and it was good.
I learned just this year that prior to KatsuCon, there is another convention at the Gaylord.
Yeah.
A couple weeks before.
MAGFest. Yeah. Anime, games.
Music, anime, game festival. Mm-hmm. And some of our friends did go to that and have, like, a good time, and I was like, well, I've never even heard of this. And to be honest, I thought that when people were posting in the Gaylord, I was like, these are like a year old Katsu photos, I guess. And then they weren't.
Yeah, and then you saw live stories of people doing shit.
Wait a minute. He's posting up in Gaylord. All right.
Yeah, MAGFest is normally like the last weekend in January. And then 2 weeks later is Katsu.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, dear listener, KatsuCon is a anime and Japanese festival and culture convention that occurs in the Gaylord around Valentine's Day every year. Yes. Around Valentine's Day every year.
This isn't like Whole Math, though. Not a lot of people actually do anything Valentine's related.
You'll see a lot of couples doing couples cosplays, but that's about it.
Yeah, I guess.
We were couples for every day but one.
Yeah. The day that I didn't cosplay. Wasn't there a day that I didn't cosplay?
You were Joe the last day.
Oh, I cosplayed every day?
Yeah.
I've never done this before, guys. It doesn't feel right. Even in reliving it, I forgot because it didn't feel right.
Well, we weren't a couple for two of them because I don't... Please don't ship the Pokemon and their trainers.
But what about Gratina?
We were two gods.
Does that not count?
Yeah, I said Pokemon and their trainers.
Oh, you're talking about Leafeon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I now imagine Arceus as Giratina's trainer. And Giratina would just be like, boy, fuck off.
Did you see I sent you some meme like however long ago where it was like in the Arceus movie, Giratina pops up and he like turns around, sees Arceus, and Arceus just hyper beams him. What? He just goes, and everybody's like, man. Poor dude.
Poor god of death. Man's getting fucked.
Hold on, wait. I actually have it pretty accessible.
Well, as long as it's accessible. What the fuck?
Like, immediately.
Man strolls up and is like, oh, hey, dude, what? Boom.
Oh, shit. Hey, what's up?
Why is God a dick? Now I want to watch the Arceus movie to get, like, context. I'm sure it's bad still, but, like, I'm curious.
It's unfortunate that the Pokemon movies kind of suck. Like...
Yeah, but I do love the gif of Giratina holding...
The Shaymin.
Shaymin.
Even though Shaymin's a fucking brat.
Shaymin's the only Pokemon that talks in that entire movie.
Really?
And God, did I wish he didn't.
It really could have not talked. Yeah. I honestly think that you could have made that story, like... You could have done it, like, Ash understands Pikachu, right? That's just like a thing. You accept
it. Like word
it
for word or like vibes?
Vibes mostly, but kind of word for word when it's convenient for the plot. So you could have had it so that Pikachu talks to, like, Shaymin goes, me, 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 to Pikachu, and then Pikachu goes, oh, Pika, shit. Pika. So this is what he said, Ash. He's actually kind of tweaking out, you know? He said he saw the god of death and shit. And then
also the god of time.
Pikachu, did you just say god of death? We met that guy in the Arceus. It's crazy if you actually, like, look at Ash's feats. No. He's too much. It's too much.
12?
Yeah, don't think about it too much.
Don't think about it too much.
There aren't enough days in the year for Ash to still be 12, bro.
We need to go back to the podcast review thing.
Okay.
Okay, so we crunched less.
Yes, somehow. Even though we came back from, like, kind of a hell winter.
Okay, so we do have to give you guys, like, a quick blast of what our hell winter looked like. So we went to Holmet and had a lovely time. We went to Korea and had a good time. Right before we left, Ryan got a call from our house sitter and was like, hey, there's water in your kitchen leaking from your ceiling.
And so, I was like, has it stopped? And like, she's like, no, it's actively leaking.
And so I had to call, so Ryan had to walk her through shutting off some water. I had to call the city and get the water turned off. That caused the pipes to freeze and burst even more because that meant the heat was turned off. My sister got back 2 days later. I had to call the insurance, get that squared away. My sister came back, took the pets to her apartment because there was no heat in our house and our house was quickly freezing because we live in New England. And I don't know if y'all know this. It's fucking cold. We're still in Korea. We get back from Korea. I have to call my sister, call the insurance, get squared away all their housing accommodations. That was hell because we were in like a tiny third story loft apartment that looked
pretty
big.
For like a week when we got back.
Yeah, for a week with two large-ish dogs and a cat. At least 30 pounds. We go through all that. Ryan has to fly back to Florida that Saturday morning for a wedding and his father's birthday. That Friday night, we get notice that the house is back in working order and we have heat.
So I spent one night back in my house.
So before we can even do that, it was supposed to be our date night. So before we got to go on our date night, we had to move all of our shit back into the house, leave to Boston for our date night, come back. Ryan had to get at least 4 hours of sleep. That way I could take him to the airport. At one point when Ryan is gone, the boiler, one of the connections was loose. And so just steam, like oily smelling steam, was filling up our entire garage. I got home from being out to dinner with a friend, freaked out because there's just
smoke. It looks like
smoke everywhere and it smells disgusting. So I rushed to get the pets out of the house. I put them in the car. I called the fire department. The fire department was very nice. They brought way more trucks than needed. But if our house was on fire, it was probably an appropriate amount of trucks, I now realize.
Huh. Well, you know.
So that was good. Plumber comes back at like 8:30 at night to fix it because it's like non-functional. Our entire ceiling in our kitchen has to get ripped out and replaced because it had leaked in like 13 different spots. Then Ryan comes back. 1 week happens. We have a birthday party for a friend on that Saturday. Everyone catches the flu but Ryan.
I caught something, but then I took a Tamiflu.
Ryan took a prophylactic, had a minor migraine for one night, woke up the next morning and was fine, whereas I had a 102 fever for 4.5 days. Yeah,
like everybody else got like a major fucking flu.
We were debating how quickly.
I'm not sponsored by Tamiflu, but fellas, if you're experiencing flu-like symptoms or someone in your house is experiencing flu-like symptoms, I recommend going to your doctor and finding out if Tamiflu is right for you.
That was creepy. Anyway. So I was like, Ryan was fine. And we were like, maybe we need to take MJ to the emergency care because the 102 fever isn't breaking.
Well, it was actually testing 104 on the freaking.
Yeah. Sometimes it would test anywhere between 102 and 104.
Yeah.
So that's not great. My mind felt like it was kind of melting. Anyway. And then we had a week left. And then we had 1 week left and we were leaving on Thursday. So we somehow crunched less. Even though we had far less time.
I don't really understand how that worked out. We might just be getting really good at...
Don't say it.
Crunching.
Don't say it.
No, it's just... Unfortunately, we might just be really good with having no time. Because some of the things that we had prepped were fucking insane. Like, I mean, I created, like, the entire, like bomb devil, like, dome helmet in, like, the span of, like, a couple days. Like, 4 to 5 days. And then, like, painted it, prepped it, got it ready for Danda's dress-up. And then I made plenty of other props. Like, I guess, do you want to go through that now?
Ryan does all that. I make the entirety of a double-layered train skirt with a slit and a corset in, like, 2 days. I had to remake part of Zoro's body. I had to remake the entirety of Zoro's bodysuit for Egghead because I threw it out because it didn't fit. I had to cut, edit, print, and we were really janky with our Cricut, Ryan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, my God. Because all right, those who don't own a Cricut, the way that they, like, cut things, they want you to have, like, one of those, like, large mats to be able to cut on top of. Yeah, so
luckily Joanne's is going out of business, and so I might be able to snag one.
Fucking damn. Yeah, I guess. Local fabric stores, boys.
Womp womp.
Bro, you use Joanne's, like,
I do, but also they brought in, like, a marketing management company, and guess what? It bit them in the ass, because of course it did.
Yeah, I guess. Old women everywhere are going to be really depressed.
Not only women craft, Ryan.
No. But, like, I'm telling you, whenever I go to Joanne's, I see just, like, you know, older women.
Yes, I'm sad for the people that are losing it, but also I don't feel bad for Joanne's because they fucked up. Anyway, get back to the story.
Ooh, capitalist consequences.
Yeah. Look. Oh, no. There are consequences to my capitalism.
Well.
So, yes, they ask you to have a, like, 24 by 12 or a 20 or a 36 by 12 cutting board. Yeah. And we don't have that. We had a bunch of 12 by 12s.
Yeah.
So we taped them together.
And initially that did not work. But what was the thing that we ended up coming up with in the end?
We realized that you had to tape them end to end instead of overlapping.
Yeah.
Because if it overlapped, it got too fat and the Cricut was like, what's going on?
It's too thick. What is this? This is not Cricut brand, is it?
Yeah, Cricut really hates anything but Cricut brand is what I've learned.
Yeah, even like the vinyl that we used, if it wasn't Cricut brand, was like shit, dude.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. And so you were using the Cricut for designing Joe, Cherry, and I think even...
Zoro's side leg.
And then also it was the one for Gray.
Oh, Gray had already done it. We'd done Gray's weeks ago.
Oh, okay. I'm still saying though, that was a part of the...
Yes.
That was still a part of
the... If anyone has looked and seen... the Skate the Infinity, like, streetwear collab that came out a while ago. I implore you to look at Recky's shirt and Joe's sleeve.
Tell me what you think it says.
And tell me what you think it says. Because Gray and I combed and, like, mega zoomed in on those photos. And what we eventually realized is that it's skateboard moves.
Yeah.
Specifically types of backslides, front slides, and grinds. And that was asinine as fuck. To figure out. Because apparently things are called different types of moves in different locations.
Yeah, so the ones in Japan were called, like, give me an example.
So, Joe's sleeve says, like, 50-50 backslide flip. Nose flip.
Yeah.
And Gray had one that was, like, front back 50-50 grind number 5.
Yeah.
But, like, we kept thinking it was letters because the font that they used...
Is that ground or, like, it was weird?
No, it was, like, the zeros looked like O's and the fives looked like S's.
So we were
like, is it grind nose? Like, a nose grind? Which is a thing. Like, a nose grind is a thing.
Yeah.
But a grind number 5 is also a thing.
Yeah. Crazy. That was a weird experience watching you guys try to decipher it.
Yeah.
But
Ryan was coming in and out and being like, so I was just bomb devil him. Like, what are you two doing? We're having a bit of a mental breakdown, my love.
No big deal, my love.
Just a small, tiny mental breakdown for the moment.
Well, I've completed this prop. I shall be moving on now.
Yes, yes.
Very good, very good. Keep me updated.
Goes back out to the... We had the big heater, so you were fine.
Damn, we still do. He never picked it up. I don't know, man. He didn't come back.
$400.
Yeah, something like that.
While you were doing all that, working on props and things and making sure that everything still fit, Gray and I was doing this. And so, come the night of Katsu, we are leaving Thursday morning. What mode of transit did we take to get to the Katsu, my dear?
Oh, we used the Northeast Regional train, my dear.
Yeah, so...
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
All of the sights.
I actually had a great train ride. You and Gray did not.
Oh, my God.
But I was having a great time, except for the fact that my grommets weren't, like, clasping. I need an actual grommet press. I'm so mad that, like, years ago you looked at me and went, just get one. Just go get yourself a grommet press. And I was like, no, I don't need one. I have the little clamp. And now I fucking need one because I keep making corsets. Don't make that face at me.
The offer was on the table.
We were not making nearly as much money back then.
I know, but the offer was on the table.
It's still on the table.
Yeah, it was. Anyways, MJ was working on the grommets in the train ride over, because that was like the last thing that needed to be done. MJ, how many bags did we have with us? Do you remember?
Okay.
What a fucking nightmare that was.
No, it wasn't that bad. We had two large suitcases.
It was definitely cumbersome.
Shush. Yes, it was cumbersome. We had two large suitcases, two food bags, a wig bag, and each of our backpacks.
I don't think it was... Was it just the two large suitcases? I felt like I had one on each of my hands.
No, you only had two.
Okay. I know that we occupied that.
Because remember, you tried to convince me that we needed a third, and I was like, we don't get a third.
Oh, right.
And so that I had to finagle. MJ had to do packing magic again.
Dude, packing magic, MJ. That was really the tale of the...
Ryan had to reach out to Danda's dress up the night before the con.
And I was like, maybe you guys might have to pick up this helmet because it's so like, look it up. It's like pretty awkward.
And I figured it out. And that's including getting the boots in those suitcases as well.
Yeah, I'll get to
it. Because guess what? We did Egghead again.
Egghead part two. I'll have more to say when we get to Saturday.
So Thursday, we leave early. We get to the Gaylord at about 3:30. And what do I realize on the drive from the train station to the Gaylord, my love?
What do you realize?
Yeah.
We did not have our badges.
I left our badges attached to the clip.
And we made like a very special point to like... Because we haven't done this the year before, to order our badges to the house to be delivered before we leave.
Because I hate standing in that line.
Because it sucks. So like that's one of the worst parts of Katsu.
So they were clipped in their envelope on the fridge, and I was so burnt out that I just forgot to put them in my backpack.
Yep, we knew exactly where they were.
And so I had to. I love how my sister is getting two special call outs in the last two episodes.
She'll never even hear them.
She does listen sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She says that our voices aren't as slow as other podcasts.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Apparently we talk fast enough.
Oh, okay. What? I didn't know that was a thing that I had to look out for.
My sister listens to all podcasts on 1.25 because like they're too slow talking.
Oh my God. Yeah. Somebody thinks quickly.
So we've done shout out to my mom. I would like to do shout out to my sister because she was for real the true homie this week of Katsu because she also watched our pets.
Oh, yeah.
Which is one of the biggest stressors being a convention goer and having pets, especially dogs. Because like cats, you can kind of get away with it if you have like an automatic feeder. Like they'll be sad and lonely. And, like, you should probably have someone come by, like, once a day or once every other day to check on them.
Yeah, you can finagle it.
But if you have a fountain waterfall, like, a litter box, a freshly cleaned and emptied litter box, which I did right before we left, and an automatic food dispenser, your cat's kind of golden. The dogs are not the same.
Especially these dogs.
Especially our boys.
These fucking guys
need so, a lot of work. MVP Alexa Snyder. She's the realest.
Dude, on the day that, on, what was that, Thursday? On
that was Thursday. I call her, and actually you call her.
I called her and I said, Alexa, I've got this, I've got an idea, if you'd be willing to partake. And Alexa was like, yeah?
Ryan always introduces things to my sister in the creepiest way possible a little bit.
It's not intentionally. I'm just like, you know.
Ryan doesn't know how to introduce thoughts to people. If they're not there when he's conceiving them, if he has to like backtrack and explain it to someone later, he starts from a very strange place. But for some reason, he does it more with my sister.
Yeah, it's like specifically with Alexa. I'm like, Alexa, I've got a plan and I need you to partake in this plan with me. And Alexa was like, I'm here with your dogs. What do you need me to do? And I was like, oh, okay. All right. It's pretty easy. All right. You're just going to, I don't care how much it costs. I do not care. You will go to the post office and send
the UPS badges. Not the post office, because that would take too long.
You're gonna next day ship our patches to us.
And my sister's response was, you guys left your badges.
And I was like, not me, but it's okay.
You also pack.
I don't really, but it is what it is.
It can't always be on me, right?
I know, I get it, I understand, but like in this scenario, mess.
What do I have on my, I'll throw Wooper at you.
Okay, as long as it's not the coin jar.
No, but I could also throw the spirit.
That thing probably break.
You can reprint it for me.
I won't. Don't make that face. It's really creepy looking, dude.
You're so cute.
You can't say that's cute.
It's just a little guy.
Yeah, just because it's a little guy doesn't mean it's cute.
I think he's cute. So, My sister has to ship our badges to us, and she does because she's gracious and kind. And she's able to get them to us the next morning by like 11:30.
Yeah, to be fair, Alexa did everything right. But, like, it was weird that, like...
FedEx was kind of shitty.
There's a FedEx in the Gaylord. And the way that it works is, like, if you ship something... I'm not sure if this is a con thing or just, like, at that hotel.
No, that's just that at the hotel thing. There's a handling fee.
If something comes in, you have to pay for receiving it, basically.
It's, like, a $4 fee. But we had shipped a bunch of stuff to the Gaylord.
Yeah, like, Amazon packages and shit.
And so that kind of sucked for us. I think we shipped 4 things.
Yeah, we spent, like, at least $20 on picking things up. Yeah. And how much was it to send the thing?
45.
That's not bad for overnight shipping. And like, we found out that like for overnight shipping, for it to arrive by like 10 o'clock,
it would have been
80. Well, no, I think by 10 or in the morning, because we did pick it up in the morning, it was 45.
And we picked
but
it up
if we
at
wanted
noon.
It at 6 a.m. or something.
Yeah, if we wanted it in the morning, yeah. Rather than like, it said between 10 and noon, yeah. It was 45. But if it was before 10, it was like 84 or something.
Yeah, which is crazy. But like we all, in my mind, like if we don't have the badges in hand, but we've already had badges confirmed delivered to our house, it'd be hard for us to swing getting
new
badges, because it'd be like, well, it says that you have badges here, that they were delivered to your house. Are you trying to get more badges? And we'll be like, no, we're not trying to do that. We're not trying to scam you. We just
lost them.
And like, I know that other people who've lost badges just have to buy new ones.
Yeah.
So...
And that sucks. So yeah, MVP, that. My sister, we go, but we get there on Thursday. We get there at like 3:30. We check in. Check-in is so simple because basically no one's there. Do you want to talk about the train ride, dear?
Yeah, I guess I could briefly. Okay. And we got to get into the actual con.
Yeah.
But yeah, the train ride was rough for me because I had to like, you know, get some like last minute like email stuff out. And so while I was doing that, the person in front of me had like backed their seat up. Like all the way. And I was like, oh, you know, like maybe they'll stop. And then they didn't. And they just kept going. And it was like that for literally the entire ride.
They got off at DC.
Yeah. They got off in DC. And I was like, bro, fucking dying in here. No space, like cramped into my thing. And then I think Ray was sitting kind of like in the row next to us.
Yeah.
And had a very talkative, like...
Someone got on the train in New York, and they realized we were also going to Katsu.
They're like, ooh, let's go hang out with... They literally said, I want to hang out with my fellow cosplay nerds. And I was like... And MJ's actively doing, like, the Grommet thing, and I'm...
With headphones
like, in. And I'm, like, on my computer. So, like, we don't look, like, approachable, like, even
and
a little
Gray
bit.
And Gray is actively in class.
Yeah, Gray was, like, taking class from the laptop, and I'm like, dude, I don't... This is the worst time for you to try to talk to us.
And try they did.
They did try, and I was like, man, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad. I don't want to shame somebody for trying, for putting themselves out there, but, like...
But it was also... Dog. But the thing that I want to shame them for is how they put themselves out there.
Oh, do you want to make this, like, a learning moment?
Yeah, I think it's really important to try and socialize with people that have similar interests and have things in common with you.
Especially if you now know that they're going to the same place.
Yeah, especially if you know that you might be seeing them for the rest of the weekend. That being said, when you find out that people are younger than you or are actively engaged in other things and they very much don't look like they are free or wanting to talk, maybe don't. Like, introduce yourself, and if they kind of just don't talk to you further, chill. Just chill. And if they are younger than you, and that comes up at some point, don't start talking down to them.
Talking down is crazy, man.
Being older means that you are automatically more in tune and wiser. Because that's not a great way to make friends.
No, it's not.
So this person was very...
Like infantilizing.
For... Yeah, the people around them. And it was very strange.
It wasn't just Gray.
It was me as well. Because they at one point like found out that me and Gray were in the same program. And it was very strange. And they also had like a bit of a freak out at one point. But that's whatever.
Yeah. It was a weird train ride. Ultimately, I was like, oh boy.
But we get to the Gaylord. And quickly we get checked in because there was no one there. So we hop up to our room. Gray goes off to his room. And we're the first two there. So we kind of unpack, get everything
in place. Great strategy is unpacking once you get there, even though I know you don't want to, right? You should always unpack once you get there and get all your cosplays up and about so that you are making use of your space and not just like...
It also means that you know what needs to be like ironed or steamed or if anything needs to be like quick repaired. Like when I put things up, I check over to make sure that everything is still in place. Like with the vinyls, I double checked that like they were sticking still.
Right.
And Joe's wasn't, so I had to fix it.
Yeah, in transit, it kind of separated.
We get changed. I get into Leafeon.
I get into Garden.
You get into Garden Girl.
Garden Girl.
And we meet up with Mochipi and two of her friends. And we sit at a bar and we drink. And this is where I'm going to put one of my friends on blast because I try and meet up with one of my buds, my Leafeon bud, that I love so dearly. They are lav_scene_cause on Instagram. And I love them so much. They're truly great. But this motherfucker is hard to get a hold of.
A little bit, yeah. We were waiting to find them for like a while.
So long.
Yeah. And then eventually, like, we just like randomly stumbled across them. And
so they finally came downstairs. So we were sitting, the Gaylord has like a lower level called an atrium. And there's a bar down there. And we're sitting at that bar drinking. And then eventually, due to shenaniganry, Lav and everyone comes downstairs. And I finally had to meet up with them. And we're all chatting and we get to meet up with a bunch of their friends that we haven't met before.
Which were very nice.
Oh my God. They were so friendly and so wonderful.
I wanted to call out Sweet Tea Senpai, who was very welcoming when we first like...
That's what I was going to get to. Yeah. So Sweet Tea Senpai was Femme Zoro.
Yeah.
Did an excellent job. Lav was Mask Nami.
Yeah.
Onyx Glow was Sanji. They had some other friends there as well, and that was cool. And so we just kind of get to hang out with them for most of the night. And then eventually, Sweet Tea Senpai is like, hey, we're going up to my room to drink and do Jello shots. And I'm like, I fucking
love Jello shots.
So Leafeon, Gardenian, and the entire Straw Hat crew.
What a strange combination.
What a strange... Oh, and Sonic.
Oh, and then were the Sonic... With us at that time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic crew, yeah.
The Sonic crew was also there. Stumble up to one hotel room and drink so much.
Oh my God.
I don't know what Sweet Tea had in that fucking bear jug.
Oh, Jesus.
It was mostly alcohol and mostly tasted like juice, but goddamn.
It was like some kind of melon drink, right? I don't know. It had like a melon taste to it.
It did have a melon taste. Well, it had melon soju.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, yeah, okay.
But also tequila and vodka and elderflower liqueur.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was very delicious. I can't lie.
It was wonderful.
Beautiful. Also...
And it got me so fucked up.
To be totally honest, I'm not usually very pro, like, room partying at conventions because there's only so much room. And usually it gets kind of lame.
We went back to that room party almost every night.
We went back to that room basically every night. I just wanted to say that, like, that was great. They knew how to put on a show. I heard that they ran out of alcohol very quickly, which makes a lot of sense.
They ran out by Saturday evening.
Which makes sense. Because we were there on Thursday and they got through half of their Jello shot supply.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, yeah.
It was dope. So everyone in that room was lovely and wonderful and so sweet. We go back to our room. Because Leafeon got Epeon.
Yeah, that's how it happens, yeah.
And I immediately threw up. We got back to the room. I got out of my Leafeon cosplay and out of my contacts, and I vomited.
That was great.
And then I continued to vomit until I passed out. It got to the point where I finally was able to stand up, and Ryan got me into bed and immediately put a trash can down by my head.
Great intuition.
Because I immediately threw up. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I drink and I throw up. Anyway, so we then slept. We slept. And then the next morning, I think I had granola bars and bagels.
Yeah, we had a full bagel supply.
I even brought lox.
Yeah, so many hoodies made some...
Breakfast burritos.
So I had one of those every day, which was great.
Yeah, there was...
We followed our own rules, and we didn't have to buy breakfast or lunch for any of the days that we were there.
No, we brought sandwiches. I ate so much sandwiches, but it was the best kind because they had vegetable and meat and cheese.
Yeah, it was nice.
It's very nice. So we do that. We get up. We slowly recover from the night before. And what were we on Valentine's Day?
On Valentine's Day, we finally reprised Achilles and Patroclus.
In their full Grecian glory.
Yeah, it was great. It was nice to wear it again. It was nice for people to, like, at KatsuCon, people really did recognize us.
Yeah.
Really liked the cosplays.
Apparently there was a Hypnos and Thanatos that were trying to find us because they kept getting told that we existed.
Oh, that sucks. Never got to see
them. And we saw them as we were leaving Cadillac that night because they were like, we were Hypnos and Thanatos earlier.
But that's right. Yeah. Wow.
And that was sad. And then everyone looked at us and was like, are you coming to the Hades meetup tomorrow?
On Saturday. And we were like, no, we're just wearing it today because we had it. Sorry, guys.
The best doomed couple.
Yeah, genuinely. It makes sense. We were doomed to not...
not be at the meetup. And what did we do Friday? We walked through Artist Alley.
That was our big walkthrough day because we were in, like, easy to, you know, maneuver cosplay.
Yeah, we mostly just met up with friends and chatted.
Did we make any edits to the Achilles and Patroclus? I don't think so, right?
No. You wanted me to add pockets, but you didn't understand that I, like, structurally kind of couldn't.
That's right, yeah.
So they were in their original formats. You kind of just, yeah, Friday was kind of a chill day for us. We met up with
Metamorph Magic.
And Ambulant Cause.
Yeah.
And chatted with them. They were in... Ambulin was in Jinx. And yes. Metamorph Magic was in something from...
Was it?
Hasbin Hotel.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
With like, because their wig was too big.
Big wig.
Because I was messaging them and they were, like, and I was like, are you going to meet us in Artist Alley? And their response was, I physically can't get my wig in there without getting it broken. And then I met up with them and I went, fair enough, valid point.
We saw them like right outside of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We walked around, we chatted with some people, we met up with some people, and then we went to Cadillac Ranch that night for dinner.
And Achilles got to ride the bull.
No, I did not.
You did not?
I did not ride the bull this year.
You didn't ride the bull at all?
No.
I really thought that you did.
No, instead, Mochipi did.
In Pitbull. Pitbull on the bull.
And while that was happening, I was chatting with So Many Hoodies and Dan Does Dress Up. And an old woman came up to Ryan, and that's so on brand for you. Ryan's phone fell out of his pocket, which is the most on brand Ryan thing I've ever seen happen.
I think I should continue the Sisyphean task of picking it up so that it can fall again.
No, leave it right where it is.
No, I'm gonna pick it up. Gotta let it happen again.
So this woman came up to Ryan, and she very respectfully, very kindly.
It was kind of nuts. She was like, oh, I love this. What is this outfit? And I was like, oh, it's... from a video game. You wouldn't get it kind of thing. And then, so then she was like, can I take a picture of you and like, Mochipi? And I was like, okay, yeah, that's fine. And so then me and Mochipi like pose, she takes a picture of us. She's like, thank you. And so then, she like walks down and then has the opposite experience.
She like aggressively, I'm in the middle of a sentence talking to So Many Hoodies and Dan Does Dress Up. And she like, slaps my arm. She's like, and then she holds up her phone and she like pushes. She does the motion where like she pushes her hands together as I'm getting closer.
Oh, hey
and
guys, holds up get, her phone. Yeah, hey guys.
And I look, and I just kind of look at her and go, no, and go back to my conversation. She goes, that was very rude. I'm like, so are you. You didn't even ask. You demanded with no words and interrupted my conversation. And she was like, you're being very rude. I'm like, you have not earned me to be nice.
MJ actually said all of these things. This is not like gassing up like a prior interaction. Like, no, MJ literally said these things.
And then she left. And then she glared at me because we got the table right in front of her.
Did we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I need you to understand, my interaction with her was fully positive. So
yeah, I then go to tell Ryan, and he goes, yeah, that woman was really nice. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, yeah, she just asked me and then took a picture. I was like, it was like a pretty normal interaction, honestly.
And then I tried to tell you what happened. You were like, eh, it's whatever. I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy.
Crazy. That was crazy once.
Dude, the rats. The rats made me crazy.
So... day moves on. We go and meet up. I change into Club Leafeon, borrowing some pants from Dan Does Dress Up.
Club Leafeon.
Yeah. And we go drink with Sweet Tea again and some of our other friends.
Yeah.
And then you stay out drinking way later than I do.
Oh, yeah.
Because I lose steam. And I also had to finish adding detailing to Giratina's corset.
To grit.
That I was wearing literally the next night. So.
Yeah. Then I get back. We go to bed. And then next morning.
Do you remember what time you get back, though?
No.
You got back at 3 in the morning.
This happens.
Well, you got back at 2 and then yapped to me for another hour. And so we didn't go to bed till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
So the next morning we are doing Egghead, Luffy, and Zoro.
Yes, and this is technically a reprise, but there were remade bits. Do you want to do yours first?
Yeah, I remade one bit, and that's Zoro's jumpsuit. I made it out of a thicker material. And I followed a Yaya Han pattern rather than just kind of fucking around and finding out. And I really got to learn to use like rip away interfacing on zippers when I'm using a stretchy fabric.
Hmm. What is that?
Rip away interfacing is just like interfacing that you can put down to keep tension on fabric. Otherwise, what ends up happening is just like as the feet grab the fabric, if it's stretchy, it slowly pulls.
Oh, okay.
And so your zipper ends up kind of wavy because the fabric was stretched out as you were zipping and can also lead to like a poor alignment.
Oh, I can literally picture this. Okay.
Yeah. And so it happened on both Giratina's skirt and Zoro's jumpsuit. And I really just got to get rip away interfacing. Or water-soluble interfacing, both exist.
Right.
It just adds, like, it adds structure to it while sewing because it's not stretchy, and so when the foot grabs it, it just moves.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, so the boots that I talked about for the whole mat episode were, like, cumbersome for sure, but I didn't want to get rid of them. I wanted to at least, in some capacity, make them work. So I took the bones, I guess, the electronic bones of what I had before and put them into an entirely new, like, wood housing. The only thing that was preserved, I think, between each build, even though they looked pretty similar, was the cone bit that slides over the base. So that stayed the same. But even that I kind of upgraded too.
Yeah.
So I basically redid these whole things, but I used the knowledge because I'm but a learning computer to make them a little bit better. So some of the changes I made, instead of the wood being quarter and half inch thick, only I think 5/16 cuts of wood, of plywood. And I used 2 of those and then I made them substantially smaller. The biggest change that I made to these boots, the most important change that I made, was instead of trying to mount go-go boots onto a platform, right? With very little success, right? The last time. They both separated by, for me, the end of the day, but for MJ by, like, I think the first step couple 12. Steps. Yeah. We mounted roller skates onto the wood. The way that I did that was I took out the skate component and then they had 2 little bolts that stuck out. So I drilled a hole and then I got a nut and then I screwed the nut, like the locking nut, into the other side of the wood. And so basically the boots were mounted on at 2 points, one in the front, one in the back. And then we gained like, I think like an inch of like heel, maybe an inch and a half of like, mm-hmm. you know, space. And then we were just like on that like little blade for the day. Right. And the shoes could not be separated from the base.
Without breaking the wood,
which I did think about a couple of times. I was like, could this happen? Don't know. I was really worried.
Anyway.
I was really worried about the thickness of the wood based on everything I'd seen. But it is what it is. It did hold. And so I mounted these skates, which was an idea that came from my dad. It was brilliant. Really, really, really good idea.
Go Baba.
And then I cut out new bits of wood. Did that. Learned that from my carpenter friend. And then we just kind of went for it. It was great. I then bolted in different parts of the funnel bit so that they weren't constantly popping out with all the glue and like whatnot. And then, same setup as before. The funnel would slide over the top of the base and then they would be screwed into place in like multiple points so that it wouldn't be removed randomly by just walking about. Steam worked for a little bit, but I kind of I don't know. I think I, in the end of the day, probably needed a bigger Steam producer, Steam module or like whatever.
Yeah.
But it fit and it didn't slide out of place and it did Steam for like a little bit. And then I took out one of the layers of lights because it was making the electronics more cumbersome. And MJ, how much did these boots weigh?
So if you remember from last episode, I said that the old boots weighed about 30 pounds a pop.
Yeah.
These weighed somewhere between like 12 and 15.
I saved so much weight. And like all of the, from the lack of like, because I even cut down the thickness of the wood that I was using. Instead of using a 3-inch thick wood, which gave us even more platform, I was using like, I think 2-inch thick wood. So huge, huge saves in just like space, battery management, everything. It was just like all around, like I would wear this again.
Yes, if I had to. What was the one mistake that you did make?
There was but one mistake, and it was never going to be anticipated by me.
No, but who was it anticipated by?
It was anticipated by MJ, and we're moving on now. We are moving on now. You will no longer showboat on me for this mistake. For everything else about these boots was better, except for the thing that mostly affected me, right? Because I was wearing shorts. So, the way that the foam was mounted to the top of each of the funnel bits had stray bolts just kind of like sticking out at one end. And so back when we were wearing go-go boots, those stray bolts would rub up against the go-go boots, and kind of nothing really happened because the go-go boots were thick enough that you didn't really feel it. And so I didn't really think about it much. But now that we're just in roller skates that don't go all the way up to like, you know, the knee, it did matter. It mattered a lot. And so we put these things on and immediately we feel the bolts scratching up against our legs. And I was like, this is a bit of an issue. Because as you walk, like the funnel that's like, you know, over the top of the base is like slowly like moving. It moves a little bit, like kind of like forward, back, forward, back, forward, back. And so I want you to imagine like a saw, because these bolts weren't just bolts. They were sawed off bolts. So this little serrated bit of bolt was going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth against both of the backs of our legs. And my fucking God, did they cut the shit out of us. They cut the fucking shit out of us. I remember getting to the cosplay contest area.
Because that's the big thing that we did this day. We did the hallway cosplay contest where we were beginners because we've never competed before.
Yeah.
And we've never won before. And we kind of... We didn't this time
either. We didn't either, but it was fine. It was fun
talking about like the intricate things that we did.
Also at Katsu, I didn't expect anything because regardless of the level that we entered in, everybody is fucking sick at KatsuCon.
If you compete at KatsuCon, it's because you have way too much confidence.
Yeah.
And so did we.
I mean, hey, look, it is what it is. I think we did what we had to do. And so we get in there and, or we get up to there and I look at, like, I was like, MJ, if I keep doing this, I'm going to cut my leg. And then I took the boots off.
And you had already
cut. And I had already cut my leg. Like, both of them.
I was actively bleeding.
So I
just sit down and I go, you deal with this. I'm going to sit my ass here and I'll call you if our number gets called.
Yeah. And so I ended up leaving to go figure out a solution.
First to the like emergency care setup, like the first aid booth to get band-aids because your legs are actively bleeding.
Yeah. I was like, this is kind of unfortunate. And so then I was like, hey, I'm bleeding. And they're like, where? And I'm like, ah, dude, buddy, you know, look at this. And they're like, oh, wow. And I was like, yeah. And they're like, do you think that this will be enough? I was like, no, but I do need to clean it with alcohol. And so then they gave me alcohol, a bunch of alcohol pads. And that pain was something else. That was some other fucking level. Because like these, they looked for like a second like they could have been like, oh, these are like pretty surface level. They were not. I'm still scarred, right? Like the backs of my legs are still scarred up.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
It was so much wider than I thought it was.
Yeah.
Ryan cuts the toes out of his socks and wears the socks up around them, like compression socks, the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, because without compression, it was like a throbbing, burning sensation that I induced fully on myself. I like fully like took a cosplay L because I refused to take them off. I was like, no, they're on. These boots feel good. to like
walk
in.
You were actually very comfortable.
It felt good to walk in. I'm not taking them fucking off. And so what I ended up doing was I come back with my hot glue gun and wire cutters, and I cut the bolts all the way down to like the furthest amount that I could. And then I take hot glue and I put it over the bolts so that they aren't actually touching.
And then later we put them, like medical tape over top.
And then we put tape over it too. And so we by the midpoint of the day, we had figured out a way to make these boots like just perfectly wearable. But like I had to wear my stupid little makeshift compression socks
for the rest of the weekend.
Not even just the rest of the weekend. I don't know if you remember. I wore them for another week after.
And I eventually looked at you and went, you have to stop that because you're not letting blood flow. Like blood needs to, you need to let them swell so that way they can heal.
Yeah. And that was awful because even like my blanket touching up against, or like my sheets touching up against that spot, I was like, I did not sleep.
So we eventually meet up with Limoncello Clown.
Yes, that's right.
Who was in
Buggy.
Stampede Buggy, the movie, the one where he's blonde for some reason.
It randomly happens.
And I off in the corner see another Zorro cosplayer and I go up to talk to him and it turns out to be Major Pectoralis on Instagram. He was super sweet and we talked for a super long time.
Oh, he was great.
Next day when we were all in skate too.
I gotta be honest. Meeting somebody who's like pretty influential, like especially on TikTok, right?
Which I did not know.
I had no idea like who this guy was, but then I remembered going, I was like, oh yeah, I mean, can I follow you on Instagram? He's like, yeah, I'll follow you back. And so then like he pulls up his Instagram and he gives it to me. I was like, oh, that's check marked. Oh shit.
You don't pay for that on Instagram.
Oh damn. That's pretty legit. Oh wow. And I didn't like, I like to think that I'm pretty good at not reacting. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh wow. Nice. And then I just followed him back. And I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, he helped me figure out why my shoulders click and why my hips click.
Yeah, he's great.
He didn't shame me, but he did point out that he knew I was a side sleeper because of how my hip clicks. Oh. I do dead bugs.
Well, now you have a pillow cube.
I do have pillow cube.
Thank you, so many hoodies.
Which got for you. You used it for two nights. We're like, I don't like that. I can't sleep on my back with this. I'm like, yes, you can. And you were like,
No, because it really propped my head up. Like, and I was like, oof.
So it's now mine, I guess.
Yay, cubing. We're cubing.
But we're in Zoro and Luffy, and we kind of just chill, and we move around, and we chat up. And then we leave to go get into Arceus and Giratina.
Oh, man. What a beautiful photo shoot.
Shot by Fiddleston.
Yeah. Fiddleston, he did a fantastic job. It was actually kind of ridiculous because we were trying to find, like, a location to shoot at. Because this was prime fucking time, dude. We were this is right before the formal. Because
these are our Saturday formal night outfits. Yeah. So Ryan looks like a regal god. And
you look evil.
I look evil. I have my, like, Scalera 22, like, blackout with the red centers in.
Yeah.
And I have like a big, long gray skirt with an overlay of this like skull black lace. And I have like the jagged pattern of like red stripe, black stripe, red stripe, black stripe. I have like wings.
Has on the body.
And we have the crowns. And we look incredible. The Pokemon release date for this game in the US was March 22nd. So that's when I'm going to release these photos.
Oh, seriously? Oh, that's really cool. Wow, nice.
It was March 22nd, 2009.
Okay.
So, 16th anniversary.
Wow.
Dropping them.
Stay tuned.
But yeah, so, and that was for Platinum, which is when you get to play and get Giratina.
Yeah.
So.
You never really officially get Arceus in the original. You need the flute that they removed from the game.
Yeah.
They were like, we'll do an event. Never did an event. Cool, dude. Thanks.
You get to meet him.
But it's crazy because if you mod the flute into the game, you get to meet Arceus the way that you were supposed to. And I don't know. I thought that was always so interesting.
Yeah. But we do this wonderful photo shoot with Kevin, also known as Fiddleston.
Fiddleston, yeah.
Fiddleston on Instagram. He does wonderful shoots. I'm so excited to shoot with him for FaceDuty Link at NAB. It'll be so fun with my big fuck off twisty sword.
Twist.
I think might be a war crime.
What?
To twisty blades. Everyone look up three-sided blades and why they're actually against the Geneva Conventions.
Oh my god, Jesus. Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we get this cool photo shoot done, and then we go to the formal. Dancing, I took out my wings for the formal because they were too big. Mm-hmm. And I will be remaking the wings with our woodsmithing friend.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
We're going to try and make them... We're going to make two that are more like his dragon form. Because in his worm form...
What are we taking him to? Which one?
Oda.
Oda, okay. Yeah.
We're going to wear that next at Oda for their formal. But if you ever look at Giratina's wings, like, in the game, when he's in his worm form, they're just like noodles.
Yeah.
And when he's in his dragon form, they're like actual dragon wings.
Yeah. And so we kind of went back and forth on which one you wanted to look more like.
Yeah. And so I kind of pulled elements from both. I think I'm going to try and consolidate a bit more for Oda because it's just, like, confusing.
And we're also going to... I'm going to give you weapons for it, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a spear.
Did you want a spear? Did you want kind of, like... I could give you, like, two swords or something.
I want a spear. Okay. Everyone draws Giratina with a spear.
They also do Arceus with a spear.
No, they do Arceus with a shield a lot. Or a staff.
Oh, a staff. If I do a... I've never made a shield before.
I think you could do it.
Yeah, no, I feel like I can. It's just, all right.
I figured we were going to do a shield, and then I can, we either using the Cricut or using, like, paint stencil, we can paint on each of the different types.
Yeah, I guess we could do that, yeah. It wouldn't necessarily need 3D printing that much.
No, you would just have to 3D print the shape, and then we can use foam clay for any detailing.
We'll come up with it, yeah.
It'll be fun.
That's Oda.
That's Oda. That's in a while.
It's not crunch for Oda.
Yet. It's not crunch worthy. Actually, it might be, because if you remember, we're moving 2 weeks before it.
Grunge.
All right. So, yeah, we get that photo shoot done. We go dance. My feet hurt by the end of the night because I'm in my Navy shoes.
Yeah, because they were pretty tight, right?
Yeah, they're also, like, no Navy footwear is really made to be comfortable.
Oh, nice. No dancing in Navy footwear.
No, you're supposed to dance in Navy footwear. It's
just
not fun.
Just pain? Cool, yeah. Cool. So double leg pain, double foot leg pain.
Oh, yeah. Also, like, we just had, like, the world's biggest calf workout. And, yeah. Like, walking in, like, the egghead boots.
Yeah, which, by the way, like, getting, like, got a longer stride about it, you know?
Yeah.
So, that was pretty cool. As opposed to the little, like, 2-3-inch shuffle that we had before.
Yeah, but we go back up. We change again. We come back down.
Where were we in when we changed?
I think we were just in clothes.
We were normal?
Yeah.
No, I stayed in Arceus.
Oh, you stayed in Arceus because you thought you looked dope as fuck. I put on normal clothing because...
I'm not going to lie. I want to hop back in here and just say that I think that's one of the best things MJ's ever made. Genuinely. It. I've never felt more like... I was like, dude, I feel fucking powerful.
Ryan was like, I am a god.
It felt so cool. I really felt like I tried to channel that for the pictures. And I was like, dude, this feels fucking sick. I've never enjoyed a photo shoot more than that. That might, like, because I really dug it. I dug it, dude.
Ryan was so excited when he put it all on for the first time. He was like, MJ, you cooked.
Yeah, it was great.
So you were in Arceus still. You removed your crown, but you kept your, like, cape and everything on. And I was MJ, and then we met up with Lav.
I was MJ.
I was just MJ. We met up with Lavsine, and the ever elusive, ever difficult to get a hold of, and ever chatty Vadavind, whom I love so dearly. They were reprising their bunny suit, Sabo, Ace, and they had Cosmo, or Onyx cosplays, in Koala bunny suit, and it was very fun. And they kept trying to get to the rave, but Vadavind was always trying to chat with other people.
Did we try to go to the rave?
We did go to the rave, yeah. Trying to find them, and they hadn't gotten to the rave yet. Yeah. And I was there for maybe 5 minutes before, like...
We were like, nah, fuck this.
It was so loud that my eyes started to water, which is a thing that I'm realizing about Katsu's rave is every year it gets louder and louder. And it was so overly crowded and so loud that I was like, my brain is melting currently.
Yeah.
And it was awful. Genuinely just awful. The rave is not for me.
We also
tried to go to the rooftop bar to meet up with Metamorph Magic. Mm-hmm. And Metamorph Magic was like, actually, I'm going to a room party on the fourth floor. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that. And so they hang out with us in line for a little bit. We get upstairs.
And MJ was like, oh, this is even worse somehow.
And I look at Ryan and I go, I have a bad feeling about this because they were barely doing ID checks.
Yeah.
and they weren't doing crowd control.
Not even a little bit. In fact, there were so many people just on the stairwell that, like, there was a guy who was coming down. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take the... He was taking the elevator from the
rooftop bar, for those that don't know, is two stories.
Yeah.
On the bottom floor is the main bar.
Yeah.
And then on the top floor is the DJ and I think like a smaller bar that's sometimes open, sometimes not.
Yeah.
And we get up there and I'm like, I don't like this because I watched 4 people come out of here and 18 people came up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that math ain't great.
And when we were like leaving to come back down, a guy was coming out of the elevator and he was just like, yeah, I just had to take the elevator, go from the second floor to the first floor because the stairs were that packed. And I was like, yeah, I'm sure you might have been right then.
So we left that fire hazard.
Time to get out of there.
And we got a text from Sweet Pea.
I was like, hey, you want to just like pull up again? And we were like, damn, 3 in a row. Let's fucking do it, I guess.
So we do. I guess there's fucking there.
Metamorph Magic.
Who apparently doesn't know what floor levels are.
They're like, what? This is where you were coming? And I was like, I didn't. I thought that you were going to the 4th floor. And they were like, oh, you know.
It was the 8th floor. And then I show up. Because Ryan went back to his room to get something.
Yeah, but I beat you there.
Yeah. That the elevators wild. Were fucking slow. It would have been faster to take the stairs.
And I did.
Yeah. So, we hang out with VP and everyone. I get invited to a Zosan Discord. Which is the highlight of my night.
Yeah, dude. I'm just striving for mod.
I am not. I very rarely chat. I mostly just stalk, but shut up.
All right, I just think it would be really poetic.
Full circle or something?
Yeah, it just feels right, you know?
And then it is Sunday. We party with our buds for a bit. And then we go to bed. We go back downstairs. We meet up with Lemoncello. Fucking our buds, Lav and Vodavine have not left yet for the rave.
Yeah, it's just like, I guess the rave is just not the thing to do tonight, guys.
I think they did eventually make it there. It just took them a really long time.
Oh, okay.
And we go to bed. And then it is Sunday. And it is time for our group cosplay.
Oh, man. It was exciting, right? I got to just be like basically normal.
We all get to wear street clothes, which was the most comfortable thing we've all worn.
Yeah, so we did go back to Artist Alley, and that's when we kind of picked up the few things that we did.
We picked up a few things. Specifically, we picked up an Arceus and Giratina print.
Yeah, great.
Some
great
Pokemon pins.
I think that when we were down there, it was the 4 of us. It was you, me, Dan does dress up, and so many hoodies.
Yeah, and then we picked up Major Pectorales.
Yeah, who just like joined our party for a little bit, which I was
and
like...
And I kept hitting him by accident with my... Cherry. Oh, we were in Skate the Infinity, the streetwear group.
Yeah.
And I was Cherry, Ryan was Joe, So Many Hoodies was Mia, and Danda's dress up was Longa. And then when when we eventually picked up Gray, we had Recky, but
Gray boy
was elusive. Saying goodbye to his other friends.
Gray boy elusive. It's fine. It's cool. I think that we still got the 1 or 2 pictures.
We got a couple pictures, namely at the restaurant.
Yeah.
And so we did all that. You went up pretty early after we finished up Artist Alley to go take a nap and get some food. Danda's dress up and I chatted with Major Pectoralis for a while, had a good time with him. We talked about the glories of cutting weight for lifting and wrestling and like how it's basically just having an eating disorder for like a season or two. Uh-huh. And then I also told him that my shoulders click every time I do a shoulder press. And he goes, that's not how you do that. And then he told me how to properly do a shoulder press. And guess what? He was right.
Wow.
I know.
Leave it to the professionals.
Leave it to the professionals. And then we talked about our other jobs and we just chatted a while. He's a cool dude. We talked about our cats. He has King Julian. We have Mooney.
We met a Sunny recently.
Hmm?
We met a Sunny recently.
Yeah, the golf place.
Yeah.
And he looked a lot like Mooney.
Yeah, that really threw me off, not gonna lie. That Mooney was like 17 years old, though.
That's Sunny?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
And yeah, we chat with everyone. We eventually go out. I asked Gray Boy what he wanted for dinner, and he was like, I'm craving Chipotle. And I'm like, we are not going to Chipotle. We can go somewhere nicer. And so we found the one Mexican restaurant on the strip. And Ryan, what happened?
Bro, I don't want to get into it that much, but like, genuinely, it was just like a...
Like we accidentally paid the wrong bill because we were paying through an app.
Yeah, because the app, it was very compelling, right? Like, yeah. There was an app that basically said, like, that this restaurant, like, promoted.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, if you pay with this app the first time, you get $50 off. And I'm like, dude, we're a group of 6. Like, we're going to meet, like, the $200 quota for this, right? or $150 quota.
$150.
And so we very easily met that. And then they come back with a bill, and their crime, this restaurant's crime, was that they didn't, like, the receipt printed out really shitty and, like, blurry. And so we couldn't read the number on the receipt to put into the app. But then I was like, this is, like, $191, right? And everybody, and MJ and everybody else was like, yeah, it's $191. I'm like, all right, cool. So I put that in. And it doesn't show you an itemized receipt when you put it in. It just shows you the total. And I was like, yeah, the total looks like what I had. So then I pay it. And then we walk, right? As you do. And so we get back to the hotel. And then we're going to meet up with one of my friends. And he's, like, on his way over. And I just remember being like, oh, this is the same friend as last time. The one that MJ...
My best bud!
Yeah, best bud. He was like...
Best bud lives in D.C. And so he took a bus ride over.
Yeah, like a train.
And visited me.
Yeah.
And so Ryan went and dealt with shenanigans at this restaurant. And I got to drink with best bud.
It's fucked up.
Dude. It was just me and best bud vibing.
It was awful.
Me and best bud had a great time.
Eventually, I came back and I was like, give me the strongest thing on this menu.
No, you called me and you were like, you need to get me a very strong drink before I get there. And so I looked at Best Bud and I went, hey, Best Bud, I'm going to run to the bathroom. You need to flag down the waitress and order 3 Long Island iced teas. Whoa. And he was like, why 3? And I'm like, oh,
that's a decent impression.
Thank you. Why 3? And I was like, oh, very simply, because if we just order Ryan a Long Island iced tea, he will be upset that he is drinking alone. But Ryan needs a Long Island iced tea.
That's true. Ryan needed it. It was great, honestly. And then we got back, and then his brother really put into Long Island's. And then he tries it. He's like, I can see why he likes it so much.
They're good drinks. They will fuck you up.
A decent Long Island is a good drink, but like there are definitely bad ones.
Yeah. If you ever drink Cutwater. Quick mix drinks.
Oh,
do not get the Long Island one.
They make good drinks, but not that one.
The margaritas are delicious. The daiquiri is good. And honestly, the Mai Tai is my favorite. The Long Island is bad.
Doesn't taste right. It's like they actually try to make it like tea.
Yeah.
But that's not the point of a Long Island.
No, it's bad. Anyway, so y'all stay up chatting for a while. I go to bed because Gray Boy is going to crash in our room because we're getting on the train together tomorrow.
Yeah.
And so in the morning, so I set up Gray a little nest.
It was really cute. Just on the floor.
On the floor because we couldn't get it caught up there because it was a fire hazard, and I understand why. And so Gray Boy, I finish packing again. Ryan eventually comes back up and we all go to sleep.
I promise I'll learn to pack, dear.
We have AB. You can pack for AB.
I can try. I'll certainly try.
And that was our katsu. We get on the train. Train back was much more calm because it was President's Day, and so you didn't have responsibilities.
Oh, no, it was great. No, the train back was very peaceful. I actually don't even remember much about it at all.
That's because you slept.
The one mode of transit I can sleep on. That and car. I can sleep in a car.
And then you looked at me and you went, you didn't talk to me. And I was like, you were asleep for the entire ride.
And fair enough. And I went back to sleep. This was a great role. And then, Alexa picked us up, which was nice.
My sister picked us up in our big truck where we shoved all of our
stuff. Wait, we actually then saw Metamorph Magic.
And then when you got back to the house, Ambulin lives in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And Metamorph Magic lives in not New York City, New York.
Yeah, it's upstate.
Upstate New York. And so they drove up together and they met us for dinner, and we had a wonderful, very fancy Italian dinner.
They were about to close.
They were Monday so night. Upset that we were there. We were all there in sweatpants.
Oh yeah. No, I was like, I'm not gonna change. I need this.
And so we chatted with them. We talked about their katsu. We talked about our katsu. We asked when we would see them again, and then we went to bed.
And then that was it.
And then I had work.
Twas katsu.
And then I had to go to the gym the next morning at 5 a.m.
Had to. It's crazy. Anyways.
So, dear, this is the third part of the show where we, on our nice little scale of enamel pins, we rate our con. And we use the factors of artist and dealer's hall, events, vibes, and interactions to judge our con experience. So, dear, what do you rate Katsu 2025? And has it gone up?
What did I rate it last year?
I think 3.5.
It's a 3.
It's a 3?
It's a 3.
Yeah, it's a 3.
Shit was
mid. I will say
shit that, was mid, dog.
I will say
not that, the people there.
No, every people interaction are always I had was so great. Dope.
And that's the only thing that I'm like, it's a nice social con.
I think Yeah, we ended up getting yelled at in Artist Alley. And Artist Alley also, like, we it skipped over this part, but it literally flooded the first night.
Waterlog con. Crazy.
Like, there were so many things that just kind of broke. And that's not the con's fault. Like, there was a pipe that led from the kitchen to, like, the sewage tank that just burst. And that's the hotel's fault. And it does impact the con.
We didn't really enjoy the rave because you're there for, like, a couple minutes. I think the formal was fine.
The formal was fine.
I don't know. I just don't think that I really like the formal at Katsu because it's just feels like it... It more than... Where was the last one that we went to?
Oda.
Was that right? The one where you were Odette?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That at least... The vibe of that felt like, oh, historic, formal, right? This was mm-hmm. just like, I'm at like a school dance.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And it didn't feel like the music really reflected like a formal, like at all. At all. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird. Did we go to any other events?
We went to the AMVs.
I like the AMVs.
The AMVs were good this year. We voted.
They were
good. There was a great Vegeta one.
I made that best in show, but I don't know if it won.
It reminded me of a wonderful song called Killing Kind by Mariana's Trench.
Yeah, this is MJ's favorite song right now.
No, Bubble Wrap by Precious is.
Oh, okay.
It's a very sweet song. It's not. It's very, like, melancholic.
Oh, okay. So not sweet.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But Killing Kind goes through... It's 6 minutes long and it goes through six different types of music in those 6 minutes.
Whoa. All right. I'll listen to it. I know that I have, like, played it. But, like, I need to, like, dedicate, like, a thought to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Yeah. We're still going to try to go to Katsu again, for sure. But, like...
Yeah. It's more just, like, in what capacity will we go? Because we might get, like, getting a room in the Gaylord with a military discount is pretty easy. It's more of the problem of, will we get a badge for all 4 days?
I don't know.
It honestly feels like just getting a badge for Saturday and then lobby conning it might be the way to go for us.
How much is just a Saturday ticket?
I think it's like 50 or 60 bucks.
That's, like, pretty good then. Genuinely. Because so many people lobby con, and I used to be like, what's the point of that? No, I see it. I see it. I do. We spend most of our time out there in, like, the
atrium or in someone's room.
Yeah, and I'm like, we could do that easily.
And Saturday morning is also when they play the MVs.
Oh, there you go.
So
I go back for that.
Yeah. Saturday morning they play AMVs part two, and Saturday morning AMVs. And also that is when the hallway contest is and the masquerade.
The art was, like, fine, right? We also lost, like, a decent amount from the water.
Actually, not a lot of people lost things. It was mostly just, like, a lot of people had to throw stuff out that was, like, textiles. So there was a crocheted critters booth that they had to throw out all their supplies. Smell getting, like, absorbed into the art.
That's so sad.
Yeah. I just think I hate the layout of Katsu's Artist Alley.
Yeah, it's really dumb. It's just kind of dumb.
I don't know what I would do to it to make it better, but...
Did we even go in the dealer's hall?
We did, actually, because we kept asking for Giratina plushies.
Oh, yeah. And that's the same as any other dealer's hall that we've
been to. And there was one, and it was the most fugly thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
And there was zero Arceus.
That's God, dude. Crazy.
There was a crocheter booth that was selling... chopper hats, and I almost got one, and they were a black-owned business, and I just forgot to go back and get it at the end of the weekend, and that made me sad, but, like, they fit around, like, curly, fluffy hair.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And they have the original chopper hat, not the new one.
Oh.
I like the new one. I just don't think it's a vibe that I fit very well.
No. Chibi chopper.
Anyway, that's our podcast.
Wow.
I mean, do you have any other notes?
No. I really, that is pretty much it. I usually roll into an outro, though.
Thank you so much for listening. We're going to be on a break from cons for a bit until the end of May.
But we will not be on a break from uploading.
Yes, we are getting back into the swing of things. Hell Winter did cause things to get a little out of whack, but we are back. We have some episodes on the backlog. We have our... big crossover with John and Spencer, which will be a delightful 3-hour special.
Crazy. I mean, who knows if it stays that long?
Well, we recorded 3.5 hours.
No, I know, but, like,
I think it'll stay about three.
I might just be liberal in my cuts, though. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
And we also have like a bunch of review episodes as well as normal topics that we're going to talk about. If you guys have any ideas or suggestions on topics you want us to cover or anything, you can, we have a channel in the Ericates Dragon Ball Z Discord that you can message us at, or you can reach out to either us or the podcast itself on Instagram. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok as cosplay_Cajun. You can find Ryan as RightJoyConRye. And you can find the podcast as cosplay_ConCrunch.
That's crazy.
Thank you so much for listening. Cosplay Con Crunch is a member of the Rocktopus Network of podcasts. We have many other podcasts. I already mentioned Ericates Dragon Ball Z, where we have Papa John and Daddy Spencer. But there are other ones as well, such as Halloween Nation, which comes out once a month, or Tales of Nowhere, a tabletop RPG game that has the same cast of characters going through many different sources and worlds. And y'all,
I guess I'll just be over. I'll see myself out. You know, you don't need me for this shit.
Do you want to say anything?
Nah, that's pretty much it. Bye.
Well, Ryan has left the room, and it is only me, myself, and I. And so I guess I'll have to say goodbye.